Okay. Yeah. Let's do now Igris Kodesh, the holy letters. We're up to the letter of 887. This is addressed on the third day of Shvat in the year Tavshin Dal of 1951, and this is the Rebbe addressing to the leadership of the Agudas Chasidei Chabad, the head of the Chabad organization in Israel. As soon before he accepted leadership. This was in between his father-in-law's passing and him accepting. It's like 7 more days he accepted leadership. But the Rebbe over here writes peace and blessing. And here the Rebbe intervenes on behalf of an individual. It's very amazing. The Rebbe says, I know how much our leader, meaning the Rebbe, held there the dedicated work of the Chassid, the whatever titles, Zalman Tuvia Abelsky, while he was in danger and in Russia in that time. And actually, it's interesting to mention he just passed away. His fellow just passed away. I think within the year still, he just passed away, or very close. And he actually went back to Moldavia. That was the, I think he comes from Moldavia, and that's where he comes from. And he went back there and he became the chief rabbi there. He was there for the last many years over there. He went back. And the Rebbe says, even though the Rebbe says that you don't need me to sort of push you to take care of him and to help him out, this fellow, that you should, support him, give him maybe, I'm not sure whether it was money or whether it was place to live or something the Rebbe is asking for them, especially to settle. Maybe he moved to Israel at the time. He came from Poland or from Moldavia. I don't know where he came from. This was after the war, I'm not sure exactly. But still, the Rebbe says, based on the saying of our sages, that when you sort of give somebody a push, it's for those that are already have that spirit in themselves. In other words, mizarzin elul mizurazim. It doesn't mean that when you give somebody encouragement or you give him a kind of an incentive, it means that they don't have on their own. It means that they're on their own, but you just want to encourage the encouraged, those who are already encouraged on their own. And the Rebbe says, I'm therefore reminding you by this, and I ask you this, and certainly you will find proper ways without having to take away from other places. Just help him out without taking away from something else. And he blesses them with blessings and with greetings to the entire group, to all the Hasidim. Somebody once told me that that they were forming some sort of group. They needed help, so they asked this fellow. They asked him if he could be part on the board of directors or on the board. So the guy says, "I says, listen, I'm already on so many different boards. I'm in so many different active and so many different organizations." He says, why don't you?" Asked, he says, he mentions the name. He says, this fellow, he doesn't belong to any of the things. He has plenty of time in his hands. Why don't you ask him to be? I'm already sort of all taken. All my time is all done. So he said, it's the people that are busy that we want. Those are the people that do. The people that aren't doing anything don't do for anybody. So Amos Arzin El Mizrozim, people. Encouragement help people that are encouraged, and another story I once heard about a rabbi. He came into the board of directors. He asked them for a raise, and he's telling them that expenses are up, and it's very hard. I can't manage, and he's really crying out his heart and telling them how much he needs, asking them for a raise. But no raise, that's it. Okay. So he says to them, you know what, I have a question. He says, I'm a little bit surprised, he says. He says, you know, it says in the Talmud, it says that when you speak words of the heart, they enter the heart. So he says, how come? He says, you know, I'm really speaking from my heart because I really need it. How come it's not entering your heart? He says, how come you're not giving me what I'm asking? So he says, you know what? I'll tell you why. He says, I thought of an answer. But I'll give you a parable. He said, in the olden days, you know, the people, in order to get a fire going, so they used to get a few strong people to blow on the spark. They'd create a spark, and everybody would blow, and it would be a whole procedure to get a fire going. But at one point, somebody went to the other city, and he saw that there's a new system called the bellows, that you take the bellows and you can blow it. So he comes back to his city. He says, oh, you know what, I have a new discovery, I have a new invention. We don't have to get the whole city together, we can just do it. And he shows them how to do, and he's doing it. Nothing happens. So he goes back to the city, he says to his friend, he says, how come it doesn't work here? He said, you do this, everything. He says, but did you light a spark? He says, no, there was no spark in there. He says, if there's no spark, he says, you can blow and blow, nothing is going to happen. So basically, he says, look, for the words to go into the heart, there has to be a spark in the heart. And for my words to enter the spark, so then, you know, it can increase the spark that you have already. But if you have no spark, he says, you can talk, there's nothing, nobody's home, so he says. So, I mean, when we say that you don't encourage the encouraged, it means you have to have your own little bit of encouragement yourself. So, doesn't mean don't be offended when you're encouraged, because you got to be encouraged. But when you encourage the one, you have to be there for themselves. And that's why it's important, those people that get called all the time, is because they're the ones that do get things done. And